It has been made official yesterday by a press release from the RPG Arkansas, the party on power.
As you know, Mr. Minister, the opposition has said that the president's decision to run for a third term is in violation of the constitution.
There is a new constitution in Guinea since March 22nd vote. And based on that new constitution, it's a new republic that is starting. So if it's a new republic starting, the president can present himself for a new election.
Of course, the opposition was against the change in the constitution.
Yeah, they were. But the fact is that referendum has been made and the population has voted yes for the new constitution. And it's now a law for the republic.
Given what has happened in Cote d'Ivoire and Mali, and many people are concerned that government leaders like your president are changing now, trying to stay in power.
There is a concern from certain persons, that is obvious. But the reality of Guinea is different from Cote d'Ivoire, is different from Mali. And I think every people has its sovereignty.
If he's running for third term, what is he promising to do for the people of Guinea?
You will be aware of that on time because the campaign hasn't started yet. Once the campaign starts, the program of the president will be published and explained to the people. Now we're just waiting the closing dates for the candidate to submit their candidature. And after that, the Electoral Commission will publish a list of candidates based on what the Constitutional Court has validated, and then the campaign will start for the presidential election.
What is it that he wants to do for the people of Guinea that he did not do in the first two terms?
You will discover it very soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jen.